This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the DJV program. The fundraiser continues with our focus on helping people who need help. That is by giving just a very small amount of money, you can help a lot of people. And so as we continue to ask for your help during the Feeding America Radiothon, the lines will be open to communicate, i.e. using the website or using the radio texting. 662266 is the text. A line, or you text radio to that number. And then the rest is kind of up to you, in a manner of speaking, whatever you feel like you can donate. I think there have been a lot of small donations because people don't have a lot of money. Ladies, don't you think when you really get down to brass tacks, but even the smallest amount can be helpful. And I think that's the message that we've underscored. A lot of people who have lost their jobs, who don't have, you know, the COVID situation, some of which, as I said, has been manufactured and some of it's real, but it's all taken hold. And for people who don't have enough to eat, it's really real. And so that's why we're asking for your help, along with about 3,000 radio stations. We have 10% of the radio stations who are listening to this program, which is kind of cool. Thank you. To donate, just go to radiocares.org through the weekend or text the word radio to 662266. You're helping an excellent cause. So, Jennifer, Joe Biden has announced his plan to withdraw the U.S. military from Afghanistan. How is that being? I guess they're going to leave drones and bombers there to help the Afghanistanis. Is that going to be? What are the soldiers saying? What are the politicians saying? What are the people over in Afghanistan saying? Are we still, you know, the Taliban is still there. We haven't made a dent in them. We paid them off. What was it, $73 million to get lost while we were looking for bin Laden, and that was it. Other than that, they've still maintained their control, and we've wasted lots of money and lots of lives and lots of time over there. 20 years we've been there.
It's a long time. And look, there was a desire by President Trump and obviously now a desire by President Biden to withdraw troops. And I'm glad. I know this is not really popular with a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans, but I think people are war weary. I don't think we like having people deployed. And so while I don't think it's the most popular thing to do, I would be supportive of Biden, just like I was of Trump, to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. However, when listening to his plan, there was a couple of things that disturbed me about this. Number one, he provided the exact date that the troops would be out, which I think that's kind of a security risk. It telescopes, I think, what our plans are. And I wish that he hadn't done that and been so resolute about saying September 11th, 2021 would be the day, because I think that could be deemed a security risk by people who want it to do bad. Remember, the last time we tried to withdraw troops was under Obama. That's when we got stuck with ISIS, because there was a vacuum in Iraq and in Syria when we started pulling our troops out, and that's when this caliphate popped up. That's when we had Benghazi, and that's when we started to see terror stuff throughout the, forget just here, but throughout the globe, because there was an actual physical piece of land, property, that ISIS was controlling. And so that is a concern. You don't want that to happen. So I think the more we are forthright about what we're going to do, the worse for us. The other thing that's a little bit different, one of the conditions, so Trump had a plan to withdraw troops starting in May. Given the fact that the Taliban met a few conditions, including releasing one of our hostages that the Taliban still has in custody, and adhering to a set of standards to ensure that things would be a little safer as Americans withdrew. Remember, we only have like 2,000 troops over there right now. Anyway, so the Biden administration did this condition free. They're saying we're just going to be out and we're not even getting our hostage back. And that's concerning, because this is a big give for America to leave this region. We should be getting something, not just leaving without something in return.
Am I reading this right? The troops are supposed to be out by September 11th?
Correct. And that's what I'm saying. You don't want to give that date. Yes.
Yeah, right.
But you don't want to give that date, because that creates a security risk. That's number one. And then number two, conditionally, why would you want to leave?
The Afghanistanis or the Saudis, but certainly the roots of it all with Bin Laden being there started on September 11th. This seems to be a very, I mean, I just looked at that, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture in terms of optics?
Yeah, well, it's the 20th. It's the 20th anniversary. That's why they've chosen it. But anyway, so the other point is that they still have our hostage, and there has the conditions that the Trump administration had in place have been blown out the window. So now, no matter what the Taliban does, no matter if they hand us their hostages or not, we're still leaving, which gives the United States, it lessens our leverage, right? They want us out, and we'll go, but we should take something with us. The other thing that I think that I hadn't considered under Trump or under Biden, this is something I learned yesterday. This is the closest base that the United States has, a military base, to China. And so is this the right time? And it's something I didn't know until yesterday, quite admittedly. Is this the right time to abandon a military base and hand it over to another country, another ruling faction, when China,
how did the Taliban get along with the Chinese?
I don't know.
Is there a relationship there?
One way or another.
What I found interesting in this is that Joe Biden called up George Bush to tell him he was doing it. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's kind of it's kind of appropriate, I think. Usually that's more pomp and circumstance as to, you know, whoever started the war gets the heads up if they're still living. That's kind of traditional.
The other thing you did that lasted 20 years that no one's in favor of, I'm ending that now.
The other thing that is a little unnerving are all of the military experts that have come forward saying that Joe Biden's instincts on foreign policy have always been awful. So hopefully this one's not one of those things.
Well, but everybody else wanted to do it. I thought it was interesting. Lindsey Graham said that this is paving the way for another September 11th.
John McCain and Lindsey Graham have always been about more military presence outside of the country. So that shouldn't be surprising. That's why I'm saying I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle on this. I don't feel like I'm riding the Republican line at all, because I think people's appetite, I mean, just understanding what America wants, we want our troops home. But again, you don't want to do it in a way that's reckless. So that's why I would say there should be some kind of middle ground here for the Biden administration. I know he hates to look at what the Trump administration did, but to at least get our hostages back and at least make the Taliban meet some conditions before we pull out, I think would be really appropriate. Unfortunately, that was not part of the plan that he rolled out this week.
But we also don't know what happens in private talks, too. You know?
Yeah, you never know. Exactly.
So, we usually do because of a lot of leaks. There are no private talks when it comes to the
There's some truth to that as well. Speaking of truth, situation with Major League Baseball, still a lot of attendance. Remember they said last week they're going to take the All-Star game out of Georgia. So what does that mean? We'll pursue that and perhaps get a good answer to that question, if there is a good answer, right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out what's going on. I'm confused.
No.
You'll find that hard to believe. But there's somebody in the Congress who wants to ensure that Major League Baseball is going to have to step up for all the lost business as a result of their decision to yank the All-Star game out of Atlanta. So is this kind of stuff go anywhere? Should the Major League Baseball people be held responsible for all the lost money? And how are you going to come up with a number? And who gets it?
Well, here's the reason for it. This congressperson is Buddy Carter, and he put together legislation that would hold Major League Baseball responsible for the business revenue that's lost. Now, if we think about this, I think it's a gray area. If you are a business in Atlanta and you just kind of hanging out and the All-Star game was going to be there, then it's not. That's really not impactful of your business. Yeah, you probably would have had more business if the All-Star game had come. But remember what happens in advance of a big event like this, whether it's an All-Star game, Olympics, a Super Bowl. There are a lot of businesses that spend a lot of money to get ready for the onslaught. For instance, stadiums get retrofitted. All of the stuff around the stadium, hotels make upgrades. Restaurants make upgrades. Shopping districts make upgrades because they're waiting for the in the anticipation
like the Olympics,
that this is a big event. Sense. Right. And so for all of those businesses that spent money and then Major League Baseball makes an idiotic move to move it out of Atlanta, those people are stuck holding the price tag. Many of them are black-owned businesses, by the way, and many of them probably suffering, whether they're black, white, or brown-owned businesses or orange-owned businesses have been suffering because of the pandemic. So this representative is like, well, maybe we need to go after Major League Baseball to help offset some of these costs for retrofitting our city in preparation.
Should
and,
we?
You know?
What do you think, ladies?
I mean, business loss. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure maybe they have insurance about this. I think that it's reasonable. It's reasonable to let the courts decide.
I mean, I think it's if there's a contract, then obviously, if they're, you know, in breach.
There was a contract.
So then, MLB should be on the hook then, depending on what's in the contract.
All right, speaking of what's on, who's on the hook, a lot of yak this week about packing the Supreme Court in a move that I don't think is very smart. I don't see why we need more than 9 members.
You're not
of the
alone.
Court.
Every member of the Supreme Court, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said that this was a terrible idea. But Democrats do not care. They already control the House of Representatives. They already control the Senate. They already control the White House. But now they want to control the Supreme Court. And what's so silly here is that the Supreme Court should not be considered by politics. It's about how people apply the law. Yet they want to try to find people that would be progressive justices that won't worry so much about
the
law and act as activists.
Much more of a factor in this
Clarence Thomas and Scalia. I mean, that everybody had lots of political opinions.
So did Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I understand that. I'm saying this is not just
but
on the left.
That doesn't mean it's right.
But I trust that Clarence Thomas and Amy Coney Barrett and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, even Stephen Breyer, who's very liberal, I trust that they're still applying the law and that they're not acting as activists. I actually trust every Democrat appointed justice.
Well, I think you saw that with John Roberts.
Roberts was supposed to be conservative, but not what anybody expected him to be. They're applying the law as they see fit. What you don't want is an activist, and there's a new plan out announced by the Democrats. They want to put 13 justices on the Supreme Court. They're going to need 60 votes in the Senate to do it, but
they
still
won't get them. Yeah, they won't get it. And they shouldn't get it. It just is enough is enough is enough is enough is enough. So anyway, I just find that the continuing focus on this and the politics of everything. Everything is political.
Well, I also think that there should be some, you know, limits because we had a one-term president who appointed how many justices?
That's
3?
Because they died. I mean, it just so happens.
That's their job.
Yeah, well, president, yeah, but I think you have to.
The roll of the dice.
Well, right, and that's why they say elections have consequences, right? Biden's pushing through everything. That's the consequence. Trump had three justices die while he was president. That's a consequence of his election. It's just
in the next half hour, we investigate China, or we ask the question, should China be investigated? Get an answer to that. It's 21 after right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're in really good shape here on the DJV program, and when I say that, I'm talking about our minds as well as our bodies. So the mind moving into the fast-forward gear here and trending, there are some things that I find. I actually was taken back. I saw this for the first time on our trending list, Jay, this Idris Elba thing with the BBC saying through their diversity chief that he's not black enough.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So the Luther is a BBC show. The series ran from 2010 to 2019, and the BBC's diversity chief, Miranda Wayland, who is a black woman, said that it's just Luther, the character, wasn't authentic enough because he didn't have any black friends, he doesn't eat any Caribbean food. And,
oh my God.
And this is coming from the diversity chief. And I mean,
so
obviously,
so that his the character meaning, like the writing, she felt was not. The way the character was written, he wasn't black enough. That's what she was saying?
Yeah, her direct quote, doesn't have any black friends, and he doesn't eat any Caribbean food. This doesn't feel authentic.
Okay. Right,
these people should just go, shut up and go away. And my God. So what are the people on Twitter and some of the other social media saying about this, their reaction to it?
At the Bembridge says, so Luther wasn't diverse because he wasn't a stereotype? Question mark. Calvin Robinson said, yes. It was implied I'm not black enough because I didn't have any black friends in my photos. And now, today, BBC's diversity chief says Idris Elba's Luther isn't black enough because he doesn't have any black friends. These lazy stereotypes are racist.
They are. I agree with that statement 100%. Completely racist.
I mean, can people just be allowed to
see, live? Aye. All right, so there are other comments. You can see them. You can read them at DJV Show. What's the story of this body that was found in the Mississippi River?
Yeah, this is just heartbreaking. So Corey Gauthier, a Louisiana State University freshman, she was reported missing a week ago. Officials found her body in the Mississippi River. She was last seen alive heading to her dorm room on campus, and her car was found abandoned, still running, her phone, her purse, everything inside it, on the I-10 Mississippi Bridge in Baton Rouge. The car had been in an accident, and there is no foul play suspected.
Really? Well, in that same sort of, in that drift, remember the disappearance of Kristen Smart that goes back to, what, 1996 or something like that? That's got to be trending. A lot of people are interested in her fate, which seems to have now resurfaced because they figured out how she was killed. Is that right? Or how did they figure it out without a body? How did they figure it out?
Well, I think now they found the body. This was a cold case. And turns out this 19-year-old at the time tried to accost her, rape her. They say attempted rape. I'm not sure.
They did find the body? I didn't.
I think that they might have. Waiting for a confirmation, but I think that there was something. There was, like, some evidence of remains. Obviously, you're not going to find a body 20 years.
No,
either.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, this kid, 19, not a kid, but a predator, 19-year-old, obviously tries to rape her and murders her. And then his father helped him hide the evidence, and both of them have been arrested.
The father of the person who was responsible?
The 19-year-old. The father of the guy, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing about this is that, you know, we've been talking about, like, a lot of, you know, true crime podcasts have led to so many arrests and breakthroughs in cases. This is yet another example. The Your Own Backyard true crime podcast, the county sheriff said without the podcast, they may not have ever been able to arrest
these
people.
Yeah, I heard you say that. That's pretty interesting how influential some of this stuff is now. People are paying. I've never listened to a podcast other than my own in my life.
Awesome.
As well, Jay, do you listen to podcasts?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, on what? What's the focus of the podcast? What are you listening to?
I only listen to Beauty Pod.
What's the name of your
podcast? Victoria's podcast.
Yeah. Victoria?
Which Jen clearly doesn't listen to. Thanks for the plug.
Leave me alone.
Beauty Pop is my
Beauty name. Pop.
That's close. Gosh.
Wherever you get your Beauty Pop, wherever you get your podcast.
Exfoliating 20, toilet paper is
8 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you can save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The body cam footage of police shooting a 13-year-old boy in Chicago has been released. So far, protests in Chicago have been mostly peaceful. The attorney for Adam Toledo's family, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, said the 13-year-old dropped the gun when police told him to do so. Police footage showed both hands in the air.
If you're shooting an unarmed child with his hands in the air, it is an assassination.
Chicago's mayor said the city is awash with illegal guns. Several Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee's Jerry Nadler, have unveiled a proposal to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't support the proposal and has no plans to bring it to a vote. Republicans say the move is a power grab. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past six races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well. Grippy pit boxes. You won't see two tires here. Four tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second will be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during the green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip. One, please.
19 takes one.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with three major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 34 after the hour, DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at your service, on your side. To investigate or not to investigate, that is the question. Of course they need to be investigated. So who's saying the Chinese need to be investigated, Victoria?
FBI Director Christopher Wray testified in, he told the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. He said that the FBI has more than 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government, and that they're opening a new one every 10 hours. He said no other country represented more of a threat to the U.S.'s economic security and democratic ideals than China, adding that its ability to influence American institutions, which is like what Jen has been saying with Hollywood especially, he says it's deep and wide and persistent.
Well, look at what I said this week about ChemChina.
Right.
They are one of the four now controlling influences in the world food supply because of their control of seeds. And so we just keep blending, we keep rolling over our country, the rest of the world, doing business with China, just like pretty much as normal. They're responsible for this pandemic that has created the death and destruction of hundreds of millions of people's lives all around the planet. What are we doing? Nothing. We're just doing nothing. It's pathetic, frankly. So well, what will the face of this investigation look like?
Well, I mean, there are 2,000 that he says that they have active right now. In particular, he identified one indictment relating to a Chinese government operation called Fox Hunt, and he alleged that Beijing was conducting uncoordinated illegal law enforcement activity on U.S. soil as a means to threaten, intimidate, harass, and blackmail members of the ethnically Chinese diaspora. So, I don't know. It's there. He's basically was talking about how infiltrating, and we know this, like you just said, we have a million examples of how China infiltrates everything. And so apparently the Chinese
cheap
government
crap in the Dollar General store and in Walmart and wherever else you go to find it. Just it's pathetic.
Well, and that's, you know, that's something that that needs to be addressed. The supply chain, the U.S. supply chain, has to be addressed. This is this is not anything new. This isn't something someone created overnight and can be fixed overnight. This is so, they're so interwoven in every aspect. When you go online, because, you know, we're in the process of moving, so I've had to buy some new things, and I am so hyper aware now of where everything's made. If I find any country other than China, I'm like, this is a, it, like, it's a celebration if somebody makes something. But so many companies, and this is where I like what Joe Biden's trying to do with this whole loophole thing, so many companies go, proudly designed in the USA, and it's like, well, wait a minute, but where's it actually made?
Exactly.
And so many companies are slapping that label, proudly, proudly invented in the USA.
People getting sensitive to it. People are getting sensitive and finally getting smart to all this stuff. Whether it's too late or not, you know, remains to be seen. But we certainly have a lot of stuff going on in this country that's very undesirable, very unhealthy.
And it's kind of uniting in a sense, because Republicans, Democrats, everybody in between, all my friends on various sides of aisles, we're all united in that front of, I'm not buying cheap crap from China. We're just not going to do it. And doing a little more research into what you're buying, it's not hard to figure it out. It's always, it has to be listed where stuff is made. So, you know, you can find some other items that are, that you wouldn't think could be made here, but are.
I want to go back a little bit, if I may, Jennifer, to something, and Jay, we were talking about the last half hour, something that was trending regarding a character that Idris Elba plays in some BBC show. The name of the character is Luther. So I'm looking around, and every day there are 1, 2, 3, 4 of these stories. Here's another one. Supposedly, California is promoting dismantling racism in mathematics. What is racism in mathematics?
You didn't know that math was racist, did you?
I hadn't the slightest idea that math was racist. So what are we confronting here that's a pig in a poke?
A public nuisance?
Well, it is a public nuisance. It's becoming...
No, I mean mathematics. I didn't mean the group. I meant the mathematics. Public nuisance. It was a public nuisance to me. It took me a while to wrap my brain around math. But
that's what I'm trying to do, is wrap my brain around
what
it means to have racism in mathematics.
So there's a group that is going after the California Education Department, and they're trying to get them to consider implementing a framework that would put in some pretty controversial ideas about race and mathematics. It's called the Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction. And it caught fire kind of in February, where I guess there was a story about Oregon kind of doing the same thing, and then people at home in California realized, wait a second, we've got a proposal for that too. So the plan advises, among other things, the focus on finding the right answer is an example of white supremacy infiltrating classrooms. They say that the concept of mathematics being purely objective is false, and teaching it is even much less so. They said that upholding the idea that there's always a right and wrong answer to perpetuate objectivity is a way to project fear and to promote conflict. So if you have, and think about this, I mean, this is really, it seems very absurd and abstract, but what have I said forever? Like, I have, you guys know this, right here, we are Democrats or Republicans, some of us are kind of in between, but we're all friends. half of my family do not agree with me politically. More than half of my friend group do not agree with me politically. But in the old days, we used to be able to, like, realize we had different ways of getting there, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever your political perspective. But we could always... But we always agreed on truth, right? We'd say, okay, here's the problem, and then I think we should solve it this way, and maybe you think we should solve it that way. But now, truth has been removed. We have news media outlets that are no longer trustworthy, that are promoting multiple, to use a Kellyanne Conway term, alternative facts. So no one knows what the heck is true. We had an example of that now today. We were talking about the death of Dante Wright. One publication says that they have court documents saying that he was jumping warrant on aggravated assault. Then you have another publication that says he didn't show up for a warrant that was on a Zoom call. And then which one's telling the truth? I mean, it's really hard to know. So this is another extension of that, to say now because mathematics has an absolute truth, that is somehow racist because we are objectively saying that this is the answer.
All right.
That
so,
is the crazy theory behind it.
It is, but this is so broad. And there is legitimacy. I don't want people to think that I don't think that there is legitimacy to the claims from black people that there is racist thinking and exercising of one's duty or whatever it is in public and private circles. I think there is still racism. I think it exists on both sides, frankly. Both black and white people are guilty of racism. Never hear it applied to black people on whites, but it does exist. It's very clear in my community it exists. But then there are these circumstances, like the soldier who was charged apparently this week after he was depicted in a video that went viral accosting and shoving a black man around in a neighborhood. He's been charged with third-degree assault. When he claims just because the guy is black in his neighborhood, you're in the wrong neighborhood, get out of here. You know, that sounds like, who's that Trayvon Martin, and what was the guy's name that, remember that case from?
George Zimmerman.
Zimmerman, right. Isn't it, I mean, you're in the wrong neighborhood?
Well, that's Ahmaud Arbery, who was hunted down and murdered, and he was on a jog because he was jogging through a white neighborhood.
The wrong neighborhood, yeah.
I mean, well, it's not how is it the wrong neighborhood? It's a neighborhood.
Well, I'm just saying
public,
that's what
you know,
that's the line
property.
From them. This soldier says this guy shouldn't be in my neighborhood because he's black. Who the hell thinks like that? And that's the other side. You see, that's why the imbalance here of thinking, and, you know, then we go so far with that stupid stuff about math, we're losing our perspective.
Well,
things,
and we're also, this is what I think is really dangerous, is to say that, I mean, there is a truth in everything. Whether we're cool enough and smart enough and have big enough brains to figure it out, that can be argued. But there is a truth in everything. And that's why this plan is that they're saying that having an answer to something, one right answer, is somehow racist because it doesn't, it makes you think that you're not open to conflict or discussion about certain things. But just to your point about the racist stuff, I think what makes me nuts is that I'm not a Pollyanna. I believe that there are racist people, and I believe that there are racist things that happen in this country.
Yep.
But what happens is you take that, and unfortunately, this is where I nail the media again, particularly the media and some of our elected officials. Take that one grain of truth that there are some racist people around here. And by the way, there are racist people who hate white people, black people, brown people. There are people who hate people out there for reasons that are stupid, like their skin color.
Well, look at the Asian hate right now. It's insane.
The Asian hate's another one. So this stuff does exist, but we take a seed. And then the media blows it up into this huge story that makes it seem, it is so irresponsible to suggest that this shooting, Dante Wright shooting, had anything to do with race. No one knows that it does, but that's immediately where the media went. That's immediately where the governor of Minnesota went. Another black man being killed by a police officer. All of those headlines are probably false. I don't think this had anything to do with race. We're going to find out if it did, but it seems like a bad turn of events, unfortunately. And so by putting out there that it's race, now you have an entire group of people, black men who are afraid, police who are afraid to police or touch suspects, and so everybody's scared, and this is ending up in death. And I'm going to say anybody who perpetuates this narrative of racism right now that doesn't really know for sure if it is or not, They've got blood on their hands for this. People are dying now because of this. And so we have to take a breath.
Everything gets pushed way out of control. The virus has gotten out of control. I mean, so do we apply the same thinking to the Gates story? How is that overblown? Is he really not such a bad guy? Or is he, he seems like a moron to me. I don't know whether he's guilty of a bunch of other stuff, but for me, he just isn't the kind of guy I'd like to, think the best people would run for Congress than we have. That's probably very Pollyannish.
Well,
you know,
he had something come out this week that sort of bolsters his claim now, and that is that CNN got caught by Project Veritas, and Project Veritas has employees of CNN.
Latin for truth.
Yeah.
Veritas
and they,
is truth
right.
in Latin.
And so they released a video of CNN employees talking about how they were going to target Matt Gaetz because he was a threat to Democrats and he was an up-and-coming rising star and they wanted to take him down. And they're on video now at CNN saying that, just like they admitted a video yesterday. It's like a three-part release. And so day one was that these employees at CNN saying, yeah, we work here so that we can take Trump out of office. This is our goal here is to present, this is my favorite, Biden as a young geriatric and show that Trump is a dictator. This is a news organization. This is not about writing a script or a reality show to make people look like
this. It's a propaganda organization, as MSNBC is, as most of the
and
well, all of them are.
Newsmax and Fox News.
They're
it's all
of
the
them.
Same. Put
they're
them all in one big bag because they're
back
all
to
same.
Where's truth, and nobody has it. So we
nobody
all just, you know, we see what we see on social media. We see what we see from people that we follow, and we don't know if we're telling people the truth or not. It's ridiculous. Where is the truth? Where is it?
Yeah. But to answer your Gates thing, though, Doug, the latest thing that we've heard so far is that the guy, Joel Greenberg, who is Gates' buddy, confidant, whatever you want to call him, he made 150 Venmo payments to young girls, young women, including someone who was 17 at the time.
On behalf
so
of Gates.
We don't know that. No, this guy's cut a deal. So this guy's cut a deal because he knows he's in it up to his eyeballs, and I don't know if this... It doesn't look good for Gates, but we
don't
know.
I bet there's a lot of lower-level Florida politicians who are pretty shook up right now, too.
Probably, yep.
Where's Elvis and all shook up when you need him? It's 47 after the hour on the DJV show.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Questions for Dr. Ken. So I hear, pardon the pun, that the loss of sight may be increased. There's a lot of news about dementia, it seems, floating around right now. And people who have it, I noticed that somebody, I'm trying to remember, some television guy, the zoo guy, Jack Hanna, has dementia. And one wonders about what, you know, are we going into an epidemic with this stuff? And one of the onslaughts, according to some people, is that you're likely to lose your sight. Is that something new?
Well, it's actually, and it was published just this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology, it's the combination of losing both sight and hearing. That is very suggestive that there's dementia. That dramatically increases the risk of developing dementia. It doesn't mean you're absolutely going to get it, but, you know, you just may want to be checked, watched. If you suddenly have decrease in the wonders of your sight, decreasing your hearing ability, those two functions are diminishing together, you really want to talk to your doctor and make sure that you're doing whatever you can to lower the risk of getting dementia. And much of that is what you do to keep your heart healthy: blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, and any other specific item to you, individualized, that your doctor would be able to help you with to, if possible, lower your risk of getting dementia. And then also, you know, watching and seeing whether you do, and dealing with whatever you can to deal with this. But just be aware of sight and hearing loss occurring at the same time. It's a huge risk that dementia is way up, and maybe around the corner.
All right. Dr. Ken was talking about erectile dysfunction as it applies to men who have had COVID. Let's talk about breast cancer because it's on the rise in younger women. I know some folks associated with this program have had some concerns about it, had some worrying times, scary times. So is it true that breast cancer is on the rise or on the decline?
Well, the breast cancer rates do seem to be increasing in younger women. And, are they smoking more than they were in the past? I think perhaps they're drinking more than they were in the past. Alcohol certainly is a big risk factor.
Alcohol is, really.
Absolutely.
I thought smoking was, but why do you suppose it is the psychology of why young women especially think smoking is going to keep them thin without any regard to what it does to, I mean, the way you smell, the way you look? It's just, I know that's a social sort of thing, maybe not a medical thing, but it just is amazing how it is that people think. Is it lack of education as much as anything else? I mean, are they not teaching in school in biology what happens to your body if you put that smoke in your body?
I mean, 20 and 30-year-olds, they think they're invincible.
Yeah. I think that some of us, no matter what our age, think that we are invincible.
But that's probably the peak of it.
Right. Okay. Well, let's keep talking about girls for a minute. A question about social media and the number of hours that teens, especially teen girls, are spending on social media seems to be, according to some, a suicide risk. More young women committing suicide. The suicide rates in this country are nuts.
Well, it's all with the depression that's associated with the current times. And that's the end stage of depression, the most severe form, and what we're so concerned about with depression. And with, we just talked about with COVID-19, how depression is spiking up. So you're going to see it. Social media, it creates these false expectations of what I'm supposed to be, what I can't be, the frustration and the bullying. So that's where it all is. And so parents, especially with their teenagers, have to be so careful with their social media experiences.
All right, that's for sure. All right. I don't know. We have time for this. We only have a few seconds left. Yeah, no, I was going to talk about the question about red meat and drinking lots of wine and stuff, but we'll save that. A lot of questions. You got a question for Dr. Ken? Send it along to me, doug@dougstefan.com. That's an easy way to do it. Don't forget about our podcast, an additional asset. Every week you can catch up with what Ken is talking about at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, his clinic in Florida. Reach him there at 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Stefan. It's 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.